The MCGA has been a strong and important voice for farm families in Missouri, and I look forward to continuing to work together to make sure those voices or families are heard back in Jeff City. And I want to thank our friends at ADM for hosting us today and the investments, significant investments they've made here, not only at this location, but throughout the Show Me State. It was about this time last fall when I was in Caruthersville to press the launch button for a new cargo barge built for ADM. It was one of about 300 barges that ADM was having built by another local company from Missouri, Trinity Marine. That mutually beneficial relationship, one area employer buying products from another area employer to help transport products made by local farmers, underscores the way a global company like ADM can play a big role in the community's economy, and we're pleased that ADM has such a strong presence in so many communities throughout the Show Me State. Behind me is ADM's novelty grain elevator. Previously able to hold just 400,000 bushels, this elevator was recently expanded to hold 2.4 million bushels to accommodate increased demand. Today, this facility is one of the largest corrugated steel grain bins in Missouri and a powerful demonstration of how Missouri farmers continue to feed, fuel, and clothe the world right here from the heartland. The numbers say it all. Last year, the 3.6 million acres of corn we planted here in Missouri produced an economic value of more than $2.2 billion. Exports of Missouri corn have increased by 170% since 2009, hitting record highs again last year. And each year, about 20% of Missouri's corn crop is turned into about 300 million gallons of ethanol, a renewable domestic energy source that fuels vehicles worldwide. Last year's Missouri's ethanol plants accounted for $829 million in increased economic activity in our state, including about 1,500 jobs. And though many farmers are still being impacted by the shortfall of rain, 2013 has seen a great deal of improvement over last year's historic drought. Right now, corn yields statewide are up, and we're seeing averages pushing well above 125 bushels per acre, with some farmers reporting high yields of about 200 bushels per acre in this region. That's good news for our farmers and producers, for our rural communities, and for our entire state. After all, here in Missouri, agriculture isn't just an important industry, it's an important part of our life. That's why we're committed to making sure we do everything we can back in Jefferson City to keep Missouri farm families moving forward. For example, we're going to keep supporting fuels from the farm and work to give Missouri drivers more choices at the pump through safe and sensible options like E15. Through our Export Missouri initiative, we're helping Missouri farmers sell even more of their products to consumers around the globe. And we're going to keep investing in our public schools, the centers of our communities, where 4-H and FFA programs instill in our young people the skills and values that they will carry with them over a lifetime. Finally, as we have from day one, we're to keep our fiscal discipline. At a time when other states raised taxes and went into debt, and even Washington was downgraded, in Missouri we're doing things differently, balancing the budget each year without a single tax increase. By pursuing common sense, fiscally responsible policies like these, we'll keep this important industry going strong and our economy moving forward. After all, we know that government can't grow crops or raise cattle or refine feedstocks into renewable fuels. But what we can do is foster a favorable environment where you can thrive and then get out of the way. I want to thank everyone here again for your hard work and commitment to making Missouri the place where agriculture does business, feeding and fueling the world. Working together, we'll secure an even brighter future, a more prosperous future for our farms, our families, and for our state. Thank you, and God bless. With that, I'll be glad to take any questions. Absolutely.